Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is there life on Mars? Robert Byrne, adjunct senior research fellow in the Australian National University's Research School of Earth Sciences, is studying microbial Martian structures.
Right now, the Curiosity rover is on the planet Mars looking for evidence that the planet is suitable for life or was suitable for life. It's mainly seeking evidence for microbial life. This might be provided by the discovery of microbiolites, structures that form when minerals grow around microbe colonies. On Earth, some microbiolites rival coral reefs in size. Curiosity has already found trioctahedral smectites. These are clay minerals that form in water, and this demonstrates that Mars might have been habitable at one time. On Earth, we've also discovered trioctahedral smectites, in fact one of them, a mineral called stevensite, building microbiolites in Lake Clifton, south of Perth in Western Australia. Usually stevensite is assumed to indicate highly alkaline conditions. However, our stevensite can form, with the help of the microbes, in a lake that has near neutral pH and is less saline than seawater. The stevensite permineralizes and preserves the delicate structure of microbial filaments that it forms around. Later on, calcium carbonate replaces the stevensite and obliterates the fossilized evidence for the microbes. The question is, do the Martian trioctahedral smectites have a similar association with microbial life? Our research might also explain the formation of extensive Cretaceous hydrocarbon-bearing deposits that had recently been discovered offshore of Brazil and Angola. These are the largest discoveries of new petroleum resources to be made in the 21st century, but that's another story.
That was Robert Byrne of the Australian National University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.